This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, time now for us to deal with the information that's been provided to us by the folks at Talkers Magazine. It's the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the top stories, top 10 items, according to the research of Talkers Magazine, which you can find, by the way, by going to talkers.com. You might want to listen to some of the things, the elements on Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. It's a good deal if you're into the format. You love listening to people talk about the issues. You've come to the right place because we'll review the stories, talk about maybe the people who are in the lists as well. So let's get started. Rich McFadden is here. Joe Crummy is here. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen to bring you through all of these, starting at number 10, which is the usual focus on sports talk radio, what's going on in the new baseball season, any surprises from the beginning of the season. We're now a full week into Major League Baseball. Of course, the Red Sox are going to win the World Series, so I don't know why they bothered to play.
The prediction's been laid out.
Yes, right, exactly. Well, you'll tell us that the Senators are going to win. Victoria will give us some buckle about the Yankees,
Senators.
The Nationals, them too. The Senators were the old team.
Well, and the only reason we couldn't get that name and continue it is because some hockey team took it.
Yeah, you guys wanted it again? Like, that was a stinky name. It just was.
What, the Senators?
And you know what? Let me tell you something. The reason why you didn't call yourself the Yankees, because you're not. That's it. Okay?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, deal.
Says the guy who left New York and moved to California.
Right, yeah. Hey. And he still loves those Zucco Yankees.
Hey, right, I bleed pinstripes, okay?
Anybody surprised by the ending of March Madness and the final team? What was anybody have any money?
It was fun to watch with that? The Loyola story. That was neat. Yeah. It was fun. So it got my interest. In March Madness.
What happened to that nun? Did she survive?
She's still alive, yeah. Sister Jean. Okay.
98 years old, isn't she?
Yeah. She's taking a vacation now, they said.
Yeah, but her team did not win, though. What does that mean for her?
You know what I thought?
If I were her, God wasn't on their side.
Exactly. And if I were her, I'd be going, uh-oh. Right. Yeah.
Did you see how they wheeled her out? Like 3 minutes before the game was about to end, because they just figured, okay, one of two things is going to happen here. If Loyola wins,
that's just wrong.
It's
just
going to go
Rich.
Nuts, and she's going to get pummeled when the crowd rushes the court. Let's get Sister Jean out of here.
Nice.
We're
going to
get
her
out of there.
Lovely.
Right.
All right, so that's that story. Let's move into number 9, the film Ready Player One. A new Steven Spielberg movie, which does nothing for me. I saw the trailers, and I can't get into all of this virtual reality, but a lot of people can. Yeah. I didn't want to see, like, King Kong and... I mean, there's all kinds of stuff, all kinds of elements to the movie.
Yeah,
did well at the box office. You see it, Joe?
Yeah, well, my kids saw it. As a matter of fact, I had to pick them up at In-N-Out Burger at 12:30 because they'd seen the late show. And they love it because there's all the, you know, if you're 18, it's great because there's all these 80s imagery in it.
Yes.
And to kids, that's like ancient history to them. So
right.
It's
that's
like looking at the pyramids.
Yeah.
And so
they
look at people like me as like ancient history and they want to learn about us. So anything in the 80s is great. And they like the concept of, what is it called, Oasis or whatever it is. That reality sucks and that you have a better reality in virtual reality. And the kids just think that's awesome. So
well,
they just
so what does that
show.
Say about where we're going? Is there some prediction in here? Am I taking this too seriously? Or are we headed in that direction? Instead of on Saturday night when you're upset because you don't have a girl and you've lost your job and you go, instead of going out and get drunk, you go rent one of these video things and masks and watch it until you're blottoed. Is that where we're going?
Maybe remember the movie Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I remember. Right.
That's pretty much
what
it was all about, and that was in the 80s, like 1982.
Right. All right, Victoria, are you wearing in on this, or are you staying home?
No, this is not a movie that appeals to me. I'm not a gamer. I'm not into VR. Like,
right.
It's not
if
my
you're
thing.
A gamer, it's a big thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because that's what's coming next in games, by the way. What's coming next in games is putting on a helmet and being inside the world itself. That's where games are going.
Well, I'll even really take it a step further. Let's go back to number 10 in sports.
Yeah.
I predict that in maybe before 20 years, there will be no real people playing football. You will have this, like Joe says, you will be behind the face mask of that helmet, but somebody will be on a computer playing it, and there will be no humans in the game. You will be sitting there. It'll be you playing the game, but somebody controlling it. And we'll all sit there and watch it on some computer.
So how will you keep from getting gamed, Richie, under that circumstance? Because we all know Las Vegas bets on anything. There's money on anything and everything. So how do you, if you have a device like this, how do you keep it from, and maybe this is premature, I'm just thinking out loud of, because people are good at corrupting things, how they keep this all from becoming one big, you getting gamed, the player gets gamed.
Because it's just you and your buddies playing, who's going to bet on that?
No, but it's all going to go over. The NFL will be a completely different beast in 20 years, in 10 years, if it's even still here.
Well, nobody get hurt anyway.
Right. It's going to turn into a video game. Because I'll tell you, as a guy who's got a 14-year-old son who plays baseball and watches those baseball enlistment numbers drop every single year and watches the football enlistment numbers drop, the only thing that really grows is lacrosse. Everything else is dropping. And you're not going to be able to
see soccer.
You are not going to be able to field
lacrosse,
a major league.
As much as I love you, I just don't see lacrosse taking over sports.
No, it's not. It's not. I think video games will take over sports. You will not be able to field a major league baseball team in 30 years.
Okay. So what are we going to do to keep ourselves in shape? If we're not playing games, if we're not being physically active, are we heading for in the year 2525, if man is still alive? He's not going to need arms or legs or anything because nobody's going to be moving. They're just going to sit around like dolts and watch these damn video games?
I think a lot
maybe.
Of people will, yeah.
You may have heard it.
It's kind of a bummer.
Get a nerve there.
Depressing,
but at the
same
time, really? You know, at the same time, how many people do you pass a day wearing a Fitbit? Getting their 10,000 steps in.
Mm.
So,
totally.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people use technology for, I have an app on my phone that does a 7-minute workout or stretch or whatever it is. So
I like that.
Technology also can help you stay fit. It's just, you know, what you choose to do.
I have an Apple, too, and I've eaten about half of it so far. I'm going to finish the rest of it in the next half hour. 14 after the hour. Joe, you're a good audience. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, 14 after the hour. If there is a number among you who are into timeshares and you like them, great. This is not for you. If there are a number among you who are into timeshares and you don't like them, you want to get out of them, but you don't know how to, then you need to contact Resort Release. Resort Release. Take it from me. When you're ready to leave the timeshare nightmare behind, these are the people that you want to talk to. Resort Release. They have the know-how to permanently and legally terminate your timeshare. Call them, 888-277-7245. Sounds like a good idea, right? If you don't like what you're, you know, you don't like, it may have been good, served you for a while, but now you want out. Could be a disaster for you. And some, you can't get to Aruba on the second week of October any longer because your job changed. Call Resort Release. They give you 100% guarantee that you will legally and permanently be able to walk away from the timeshare. If you don't get out of the contract, you don't pay them anything. That's a pretty good deal. Call Resort Release, 888-277-7245. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you, 888-277-7245.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJ V Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888 86 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more, or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss Scott's Days at your local Ace, our biggest lawn and garden sale of the spring. Right now, buy any bag of Scott's fertilizer and get a free $5 reward. Come back and use it anywhere in the store to make your home or yard look great. Hurry in for great deals throughout the store during Scott's Days. Now through Monday, only at Ace. Limit one bonus reward per Ace Rewards account at participating stores through April 16th. $5 reward delivered by mail.
All right, 17 after the hour. This is the News Talk Radio Review with Doug and Joe and Victoria and Rich. Number 7 this week on the countdown, a focus on the Environmental Protection Agency and the fellow who was running it, Mr. Pruitt, who is a boob, is apparently he's outlived his usefulness. Was he asked to resign, or had he just had enough because of the criticisms aimed at him? How do we read this, Victoria? You did your...
Scott Pruitt is my least favorite person in a whole slew of least favorite people.
He was a messy... The EPA is a mess. He was not the right guy to fix the problems.
Well, now the rumor is that Trump wants him to be the new attorney general to get rid of Sessions. They're moving Pruitt. That's the big story that everyone's talking about. They're moving Pruitt over to being attorney general.
Yeah. Trump loves him. And this is news to me, by the way. I was looking at it this morning. I didn't even, I claim ignorance. I didn't know he was out.
Yeah. Well, he didn't do a great job.
Is he? I mean, no, help me out. I didn't know he was the best guy
that Trump appointed to anything, that's for sure.
Well, let me tell you
as far as the farmers are concerned, and that's what I judge this stuff
on. They can go ahead and keep tearing the EPA apart. That's just fine with me.
Yeah.
Well, that's
some of the stuff that are valuable.
Yeah. Right. Some of the stuff he's rolled back is just ridiculous.
They've rolled back the wrong stuff, and they haven't rolled back the right stuff. And again, I'm speaking from the farmer's perspective on this. It just isn't. The farmers are getting screwed 87 ways from Sunday.
Tear it all apart, baby.
Yeah, brick by brick.
With you, Rick. Take it down.
Let's go down
this every decision he's made, it benefits these huge corporations that he's friends with. It's so transparent. I don't know why people aren't just screaming. I mean, I know on the left they are, but I don't even know why people on the right aren't going, wait a second, this is just wrong.
The farmers who voted for Trump are yelling about what was not done and what is being done, and it is along the lines of what you just said, Victoria. It's Monsanto and that ilk that is trying. They're the ones they contributed heavily to the Trump campaign, and they're influencing heavily what's going on there, and it's not good for the American consumer. It's not good for the family farmer. It's not good, period.
Give me something specific about it, because I want to learn.
What the EPA is doing or how the farmers are being hurt? Which do you want?
Well, the nature of your disgust for the man. I mean, I know the things that I read is that he was like, yeah, let's get out of the Paris, climate.
Okay, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the EPA, which came down with a regulation that says if you've got a puddle in your driveway on a farm, that's a waterway and we need to regulate it. That hasn't been dumped yet. What the hell is that in there for? Why is it?
Oh, my understanding was he's your man when it comes to that kind of stuff.
No, he hasn't done any of that stuff. That's the problem.
Yeah.
He hasn't. He's focused on the things that help Monsanto and other corporations like that. But that doesn't help the average family farmer, nor the average locavore, the average person.
So you're upset
trying
because
to find
he
good
hasn't
food.
Done something as it
hasn't
to
been
what
enough
has
right-wingy
done.
For you. Right. Then,
but Victoria doesn't like what he has done, and you don't like what he hasn't done.
That's a good way of putting it. Richie, you've done a nice job of summarizing that point of view. So we can now move on to Facebook next here on the countdown 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Friday 3 and change at the hour. Talk radio review time. Doug with Victoria and Joe and Richie. Joe Crummy has a podcast which each day includes his evil thoughts, and he sometimes plays the guitar, which is kind of evil in and of itself, to have to listen to him on the guitar. The string, it sounds like one of the strings is broken most
of the time. No, the guitar sounds fine. It's the singing that's evil.
It's the singing that's
evil. Oh, really?
That's the offense, yeah.
I see. Okay.
I mean,
well, if you want to be offended, go to wherever you find podcasts and find Joe Crummy, two evil M's, E-Y, Evil Thoughts.
Right, commercial free.
Seven days a week. Right. By the way, I want to welcome in the folks listening around the world on the Armed Forces Network. First time listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is a weekly event. Takes place a couple of hours every week. You can listen to what's going on to America's favorite format. And I say that looking at some of the numbers from Nielsen, the company that does the ratings. I'm not a big fan of theirs, but I'm happy to say that the talk-based formats are edging to the top of the list. Country music is right in there. It's all, and it's kind of been that way, Richie, for a while.
Sports, back country and music, and talk, yeah.
Sports, yep, that's big. So anyway, that's what people are listening to. Number six on the countdown this week, Facebook. I'm going to let Victoria, encourage her to take the lead on this one. The data issues, Zuckerberg, has he ruined or allowed the company to get ruined? Is it the end? If you have a Facebook, Richie, you have a Facebook account, right?
I do, yeah.
You going to keep it?
I am dwindling down my audience or my my friends.
Like your friends?
Yeah. If I haven't shaken hands with you,
really?
Pretty much, yeah. Or I haven't dealt with you, at least on the telephone or in some kind of way personally, no, I'm done.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Wow.
All right, Joe, are you a person on Facebook? Can people find you on Facebook?
Hell yeah. Yeah, I'm posting in at least 50 pages every single day. I know a lot. Oh, heck yes. I'm all over
of course
the place
he
on
is.
Facebook.
And
all right. I think that what's coming, and I think we see that in the case of Nassim Agdam, she's the lady who went up and shot up YouTube, that what you're going to see in the next a couple of years or so is that Facebook and YouTube and Twitter are all going to end up being regulated like utilities. And that's what's coming because they have so much power and information that people didn't really see it coming, and to the opposite of what Rich is saying, it's more people are going to be on social media. It's going to look that it's going to be looked at as like a telephone. Mm-hmm. It's going to be looked at like a utility, like the power company, and they're going to be regulated whether they like it or not.
I'll take it a step further, Joe. It's
I mentioned
Total Recall, but now we're going to look at Minority Report. Facebook and YouTube have become the precog from Minority Report, and law enforcement will be using them. They will figure out algorithms to be able to find this woman who shot up YouTube and to be able to find those people who have shot up the schools. They will be using that, and it will be the precog of the future.
Great. Yeah,
I mean, they're going to be heavily regulated. There will
be need
what
is more government. The government does such a good job regulating.
No, I'm with you on that. I think it stinks, but there's going to be like an appeals process. Like, as nutty as this woman was, I mean, she did mention a few points that people are crazy about. It's that when you run afoul of the Facebook censors or whatever they're called, or the Twitter there's no appeals process, and I think that's coming along with a lot of other regulations.
So is that the way to fix everything? Any problem we have, we're going to shoot up the place. That's it. Let's go get a gun, shoot up the place.
The lady was a nut. She was a nut with a 9mm.
But there are a lot of people that are nuts that have guns.
Precogs will save you.
The precogs will save you.
The algorithms will save you. Just sit back and relax and let the algorithms
in the year 2525, if man is still alive.
Man is still in the year
2525. All right, here, I can fix that. Hold on. He's gone. All right, go ahead.
Thank you, Rich.
Right, thank you. The guys listening on the Armed Forces Network for the first time this weekend are saying, what the hell is this show? You'll find out. Stick around. It's okay. Everything's going to be fine. 28 past the hour here on the countdown.
Hi, friends. It's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day, and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s, fat that's good for you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Of information. This is the Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen with the charts for the week of April 2nd to 6th, being discussed by a group of collegial conversationalists. Joe Crummy, who has a podcast called Evil Thoughts. You can pretty much take it from there and figure out, use your imagination, folks. You listen to him for a little while, understand how evil he really
love
is.
Love the show.
It Victoria the Keelan, show. Who some people think, depending on their political point of view, is evil as well, but she's not really.
She's on the side of all that is right and just, right? Yes, Victoria, don't you look at yourself like that.
I'm Wonder Woman, yes.
Wonder Woman. You're on the side of right and just. I'm on the dark forces.
And then there's Rich McFadden, who's a force for truth, justice, and the American way, just in time for us to be on the Armed Forces Network. So, let's get back to the countdown. We've been working our way to number one of the 10 items that are usually there. The Russians at number 5.
Evil.
And you can just say Russians. Okay, so what are
evil.
You? Face.
So
well, yeah,
over
they
all
are
of the Russians.
Evil.
Oh,
they are.
Like, just
poisoning
all of them.
Everybody.
But, yeah.
So is there anything that needs to be said specifically about the Russians, or is it just the Russians.
Say well, I'm sick of them meddling in our elections. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, something has to be done about it. And I think the first thing we do is to get rid of Trump. That's it, right?
Okay, there you go.
That's the Facebook. Smartest thing you've ever said.
I'm just trying to be good for once. You know, the Russians are evil and bad.
They are so good at playing us. They are so good at playing us.
Yes, they
know how to just put some dork behind a computer and pretty much manipulate us.
But
like
I don't think it's any dork. I think it's Snowden, Richie. Who's on board with me? That since Snowden has been living in Russia,
sure,
and he's behind, he's been the brains of all this stuff.
He has to be related to it somehow, because you don't just get to be that high profile and just live in Moscow and no one bothers you ever.
Let's face it, who knows a really smart Russian? Give me one example of a
KG. You know the thing about
Russians. That's not a KG, right? But
I think I don't think Putin's dumb.
No,
you know what they are? You know what they are? They're KGB. That's what
KGB
is.
Yeah, but Victoria, do you think Putin's hot when he rides his horse bare chested?
No, he is hot. And, you know, and he's got Trump under his thumb. Everybody knows that Trump wants to build a stupid Trump Tower, so he's gonna destroy his presidency over some stupid building in Moscow. That's what's going on.
Are they building it? I didn't know that. Is the Trump Tower going up in Moscow?
That was,
really?
No, but I mean that's the thinking that he wants to build the Trump Tower in Moscow and because he wants to build the Trump Tower in Moscow, he's not going to do anything that's going to upset Vlad, except sell weapons to the Ukrainians.
Before the election was over, Don Jr. was over there meeting about licensing. They were approved for licensing of the Trump name and the brand in Russia, and Don Jr. was over there. And one of the reasons that he's probably going to be questioned is what exactly was that conversation? Was it just about building a hotel? Or was it some promises of favors and perks if they let them build a hotel there?
Thing.
There's a whole lot more to it.
What's the quid pro quo?
Right, exactly.
So far, it's that they got John Podesta's email account. That's the quid pro quo so far. That's the one where the password was password. See, those Russians are good.
So, bottom
they
line
got
is
that information, which was
password
so devastating.
123 ABC.
We'll never be able to have anybody.
I mean, they are very good.
Who's ever done business with anybody in political office again, because they may have dealt with somebody and there may have been a quid pro quo.
And then you hear Richie from Mueller that Trump is not the subject of a criminal investigation. They're just investigating. So how many hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money? See, this is the kind of thing we ought to be thinking about all the time, but especially given the fact that next week the dough that you earned last year is going to be taxed. You got to make sure the money that you owe, if you don't want penalties and interest, you better make sure the dough is in the hands of the IRS by midnight on the 16th of April. And Massachusetts, 17th, 16th.
They're going to spend maybe $25 million as a special prosecutor. And as I've told you guys before, and this is an evil thought, it's money well spent because it keeps these wackos busy in the sandbox. And I'm happy about it. I don't think the president is particularly happy about it. But I like the fact that it has sort of, you know, you were talking about that movie, Ready Player One. You know, this is perfect for Democrats. It's impeachment porn. It's perfect for them because they can sit around and they can go, we got him out. Meanwhile, evil Trump is running the country, which is what I like, so that's what's going on. I know. Victoria, she's like, oh, no. So you guys keep playing in the sandbox. Yeah. Here's some more money. It's money well spent. Here's some more money.
Pretty
you
much on point there.
Yeah. All right, so what happens if the Democrats win in November? Does Trump get impeached?
Well,
he might be.
No. Maybe, but he's still
I'll tell you this. You'll know it's serious when they take that stupid impeachment thing away from Maxine Waters. You'll know then they're actually getting serious.
Hold on a second, Joe. What did you just say, Victoria?
I said if he is impeached, I think he would pull a Clinton and not resign.
There's two parts to it. The House may impeach him. Then the Senate, which is sort of a little more sober, they won't vote to throw him. Unless he did something really good, was in bed with Vlad or something like that. But, I mean, they could impeach him. That means just accuse him.
The same reason they didn't want to push DACA to the front line is the same reason they won't impeach Trump. In 2020, they want to run against Trump, not Pence. Mm-hmm. They would no way they would pull Trump out. They think, man, we can beat this clown no problem.
Well, you got to beat Hitler. I mean, if you can't beat Hitler, see, that's
with
painful.
Whom?
I mean,
who are they going to beat him with, Richie?
They haven't figured that
part out. That's a good question.
Well, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is ready to go. Cory Booker.
No, neither of them is ready to go. Neither one of them has got a chance.
Bernie.
Nope. There's
no
one.
Bernie, no way. No way.
Bernie.
Victoria, who do you think they have? I think Kamala Harris is ready. I think that
I don't disagree with you.
Who do you think?
I think they're all ready, but none of them are going to get the job done. I actually am going to make a prediction that I think in the next couple of years, I think in the next couple of years, Governor Murphy from New Jersey is going to be someone that's going to be all over. And he just got elected. New Jersey's already loving him. He was the ambassador to Germany under Obama. He's a Goldman Sachs guy. He's got a proven track record of being middle of the road in a lot of things, but I think that he's a rising star, and I think for the Democratic Party, they should look to him. And I think that we will see him a lot more in the next couple of years. You know, Obama came out of nowhere. But think about it. Mm. No one even knew who he was until he was, boom,
nobody
president.
Nobody said Nancy Skinner, Richie.
Right, but he was a person of color. All right? He was a person of color. So he had
look,
a lot
of wind. As much as this pains me to say, it's not going to be a woman, and it's not going to be a minority. It just won't. The country is so backwards right now with all the hate and the white nationalist crap that's come out, and a lot of that is attributed to Trump. A lot of it is tied to him. I'm not saying that he's. I'm saying he has allowed for that space to be created.
The white nationalists are 0.001% of
Rich,
people.
Rich,
but it's
I
overall
have
tone of racism in this
highlight.
Country that's been. That's we thought it was gone, and it's really
it's
not
there
gone.
Because you know what? I looked under my bed last night, and there were two or three racists under my bed. I saw it. So Victoria's right.
Don't buy
there were two or three that were under my bed. I think there's one under my desk right now. They're all over the place like cockroaches. They're everywhere.
I want to make sure the audience knows I said nothing.
Everywhere.
Coming up next on the Talk Radio Roundup, a focus on Laura Ingraham and that little worm, Mr. Hogg.
Be careful.
Calm down.
Really? You'll lose your advertising.
He's going to start tweeting your advertising.
Yeah, good for him.
Really? I like having a job.
Really? There you go.
Be careful. He is powerful. He is a kid. You're not allowed to attack him. He can say whatever he wants about you.
Wants about you. He can say you have blood on your hands.
Can you guys hold on to this for a second? I just teased it because I got to do a couple of commercials.
Those commercials are gone next week.
That's how it works.
Please listen to these commercials carefully.
So hurry up, folks, and get this done because Hogg's going to attack me
one night only.
And wipe out all of my sponsors, all of them. So here we go.
That's right. So let's talk while we have
the last chance to hear this commercial.
All right, business owners. A lot of them listen to this program, at least used to. Are you still using one of those free email services? If you have a business like radioamerica.org or radioamerica.com or DougStefan.com. Now you can separate yourself from the rest of the crowd by using EasyEmail.tech. EasyEmail.tech makes the process simple. You can change or you can add. I'm just adding it. It'll now be DougStefan.tech if you want to use that. That'll separate me. This is the boys being separated from the men. Call EasyEmail today at 844-344-7607. Get you all set up with your own .com, .shop, .tech, whatever you want. They've got the know-how, and it doesn't cost a lot of dough. So separate yourself from the rest of the people in the plumbing business or whatever your business is. Go to Easy Email, U.S.-based company, real people answer the phone, so call them at 844-344-7607. Don't do like Joe. He calls them because he wants a date. That's not the place to get a date. But you can get the right, if you're looking for something different, get the .tech or .shop added to your commercial name, your company's name. 844-344-7607 or go to easyemail.tech.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, match services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
All right, 46 past the hour. Talk Radio Review. Doug Staffan, Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden. Let's get to
Evil
Ingram. Mr. Hogg, and I'm going to call him
Howell.
Mr. Master. Young whippersnappers are called Master. So Master Hogg wants to make a name for himself. I think most people who have any imagination at all can see through him and his antics. However, Laura Ingram wasn't too smart either. Richie, you know her better than the rest of us. What do you think's going on with her? Have you heard or seen anything that the rest of us haven't regarding this whole thing?
No, I mean, she's on vacation this week. She took her kids to a set up vacation. So, but everybody makes it like she's been taken off the air.
Right, that was the way.
And
it
she
ran.
Hasn't. Laura's great. There's a lot of stories about Laura being tough and hard to work for and everything, and she is.
Stories are true.
But you know what? She's a great person. I really like her a lot.
Fox News is going to stand by her.
And they're going to stand by her. Right. So,
Richie, there are rumors about me being tough, and you know that's not true.
No. Yeah, so. You're one of the nicest guys to work for ever.
Absolutely.
But, the reality is this kid is backed by a bunch of billionaires, and they've got a great platform to him to stand in front of, and they're very powerful. And they were able to execute a takedown of her advertisers on Fox News, pretty much like they've been doing to Fox News for the past two or three years. All they did was they found a new front person this year to put in front of that machine, and its name is David Hogg.
He's a little weasel. All right, next. What? What do you mean?
He's an opportunistic
little weasel.
No, he's
that's
not opportunistic. He's a kid that was put in a horrible situation.
He's trying to save America. Now, wait a minute. He's trying to save America, and he's young, and he knows how to operate a cell phone, and we don't.
I never know what the rest of the members of that class that have suffered horrors,
you know what, Doug,
what they think about him.
It's not the kid. It's the people using
behind
the
him.
Kid.
Okay. Well,
the kid is. Think about what he went through. And think about what his feelings are.
Right.
And he's definitely trying to make something better. The problem is, when you look at the March for Our Lives and everything, this is not a bunch of kids that put this together. This thing is massive.
Yeah, it's a
big activity. Machine, man.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I just am bothered by, maybe it is, Richie, maybe I'm being unfair.
You know what it is.
Manipulated.
You know what it is?
In a manner
it's kind of like David Hogg, all the, anti-gun arguments he uses. I heard 25 years ago, but I think it's interesting. It's kind of like, how it's springtime right now and the daffodils come off and there's crocuses and the snow and all that? He's kind of like this kid that, we got to end.
Joe Crummy's just been croaked, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Talk Radio Review.
A
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for us to review the items from the world of technology this week. Top five items that have affected you. Victoria Keelan has the honor of doing that, starting with, hey, how about this? We're counting down from number five to number one, Victoria, so let's start with number five.
Well, back in 2017, a new law that went into effect in France gave workers the legal right to avoid responding to work email or text messages on days off or on hours after they've left the office. And now a new bill that's being proposed in New York aims to do the same thing, and specifically for people who work in Manhattan, which, you know, is the city that never sleeps. It really is. And so the bill is trying to make it unlawful for private employers in New York City, especially. It'll go for the whole state, but concentrated really more in Manhattan, where, you know, we have finance and media and law and advertising and all these big industries. And so they're going to make it illegal for workers to be obligated to check and respond to email and text messages during non-work hours. And so they say that technology has made it easier for companies and employers to blur the line of the amount of time employees are working. And so they're basically, employees can respond if they want to, but they want to take away any type of retaliation from employers. So if you don't respond to your boss over the weekend, you can't get fired for it.
Aha. All right. Number four is a try before you buy deal from Amazon, yeah?
Yeah, for Amazon Prime members, this is a great deal. It's called Prime Samples, and they have so many different products. It's over 100 beauty products, and they have beverages, food, personal care, household items, vitamins, supplements, sports nutrition, even items for babies. You can, between $2 and $4, you can get all these samples ordered, and if you like the product, then the $2 that you already spent for the sample you used gets actually applied to the full-size bottle, so or whatever the product is. So it's a great deal, and a lot of people don't know about it because it's almost kind of like a hidden website. But so this is for Prime members. If you are already taking advantage of the 2-day shipping from Prime, then you should go right in there and just type in Prime Samples, and tons of products. But the only thing is, you can only order a sample of a product once, so you can't have mini hotel bottles of everything.
Just travel.
Which we know you have. That's in your bathroom.
Wheelhouse, yes. All right, number three this week, a focus on SpaceX.
Well, Elon Musk's companies this week had a bit of a rocky road. They tried to catch that satellite part that dropped off, and they tried to catch it with a net that
Chinese
didn't work.
Satellite. Yeah, right.
The SpaceX. Yeah, they had some little glitches here and there. Overall, SpaceX is actually doing really well. Tesla, not so great right now. But Elon Musk's plan to launch a global satellite-based internet service got a major green light. The FCC approved of their product, idea to launch 4,400 satellites into low Earth orbit within the next 9 years. That's a lot of satellites, and those satellites will
junk in space.
Those satellites will bring high speed internet to areas that lack broadband access. So this could be a big way around net neutrality if you're buying your internet service right from SpaceX, which would be very cool.
Thought through whether there need to be permits when you launch stuff. You just put up in space whatever you want to. Is there some permit process? And who's in charge of that? Yeah, but who would be in charge? You can't say to the Chinese, okay, you got to come to us and fill out a permit if you want to launch stuff in. I think this is a rocky road here.
I think that's why the FCC controls the airwaves, and I think that's why they're involved in this. Right. But then you also must have to have some sort of NASA coordination, at least. Yeah.
All right, number two. This is not good for people who are shoppers at retail outlets.
Yes, this was a big, bad story. Saks Fifth Avenue, Saks Off Fifth, which is the outlet store, and Lord & Taylor stores had a huge data breach. Over 5 million cards had data stolen. If you use them in the store, normally this kind of stuff happens online, but particularly this happened with all of the in-store purchases. So, again, always check your credit card statements.
All right, number one, the Kremlin criticizing Facebook for removing accounts run by their troll farm.
Oh, I know,
talking about a lot of balsam. Hey.
Well, Facebook said this week that they found 300 more pages that had been run by the Russian trolls and targeting Russian-speaking Americans. They removed all of the pages. Mark Zuckerberg has also agreed to testify on April 11th. He'll appear at a House committee hearing to talk about the Cambridge Analytica deal and the data breaches. And it's a mess for Facebook right now. I don't know if they're going to recover from this.
Well, yeah, you spend a lot of time and money.
They've lost the consumer trust.
But a lot of people that I know that are your age especially don't want to have anything to do with it anymore, my children included. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.